Hello and welcome to the Comic Book Page Podcast. My name is John Mayo.
And I'm Bob Rietel.
One thing we wanted to talk about as kind of a quasi, you know, official announcement is that of sponsorship. We've got a link to DCBS in the show notes pretty much every episode. We talk about them a lot and stuff. I just want to be clear on one thing. Well, I am a huge supporter of DCBS. I've been very happy with their service and stuff. Cameron over there has been kind enough to let us pick some discounts over the last couple of months as part of our preview spotlight. He's on an episode of the back issue spotlight, which I'm still editing and hope to get out really soon because it was a great discussion. He's not a sponsor of the show. A friend of the show, most certainly, and one that, you know, I highly recommend if you're looking for a place to buy comics online. You certainly should consider DCBS. I can vouch for the service I've had over the last 4 years. But there have been discussions elsewhere on the internet comparing DCBS to other online retailers and stuff that met, I guess, a mixed reaction would be the best way to phrase it from the forum moderators, which, hey, that's their right. That's fine. You know, if I had a sponsor of the show and I felt there was a discussion going on that might hurt that sponsor, I might take a second look at it. But it's one of the reasons we don't have a sponsor, so we can take an honest and open appraisal of things. And that discussion from the other forum wound up carrying over into the Comic Book Page forum from one of the listeners of both shows. And it's like, okay, I'll take a look at this, see what I thought. And I've got a fairly long analysis of how my January order shaped up between the DCBS and this other company, which is Heroes Corner. And you can, you know, find that on the Comparison of Online Retailers thread. I forget the exact title.
Yeah. I say the same kind of thing. You know, I'm relatively loyal to whoever I buy my comics from. And I've been with DCBS for a while now. But I love local comic shops, too. And I was with a local comic shop for a really long time. And the only thing that really caused me to move online to DCBS was the owner that I had loyally been working with there at the local comic shop ended up moving out of state. And, you know, a new guy's running the shop. So, you know, a lot of times when that happens, I'll say a lot because I've been buying comics for so long. You know, it's like I've outlasted about 5 retailers. And that's usually it. You know, when I get a retailer and they do right by me, I stick with that retailer until something happens. And, you know, you know, so far it's always been, you know, I'm with the guy. In one case, I moved away, you know, like 80 miles. And it's like, no matter how much I love a retailer, I'm not going to drive 80 miles to pick up my books.
Right.
And then in other cases, it's been, you know, they've moved out of state, moved on to a different role, their shop is closed or whatever due to various, you know, we had sort of a crash in the 90s that happened after the speculator boom, things like that. So, you know, that's it, you know, so I'll stick with these people. And at this point, as John said, I'm with DCBS. That's not making any particular intrinsic comparison with any other online service, because I'm sure there are very fine other online services. All I know is that I've been with DCBS for a couple of years, and they've been very excellent. I save a decent amount of money with them. I have had one pick error in 2.5 years, and they fix that in the next shipment. You know, it's like they've been very good, and there's no rationale in my mind why I would switch to another one. I mean, saving $10 a month for me would not be enough to cause me to leave who I'm with right now, because frankly, you know, if that was the case, then no one would be buying comics from a local comic shop, you know, because online shops tend to have lower overhead. You know, they don't have the rent. They don't have the same kind of rent or the same profile. They have a different access to customer base and things. There's just different business realities they face. So they can usually offer better prices. Now, you know, a lot of the differentiating features, I would say, between online retailers, you know, kind of like ease of use. I personally love getting the spreadsheet and just being able to fill in the spreadsheet and send the spreadsheet.
Yeah.
So that's just huge for me. Other people like browsing around a website, so they might have a very different experience than me with a particular retailer. Another thing, given the number of comics I get, I want to get those comics weekly. And, you know, just checking, it does not appear, for instance, instance, that Heroes Corner offers weekly shipping. Correct me on that if I'm wrong, John.
I looked on their website, and I saw no mention of it. They did have a thing of if you have special shipping needs, talk to them, and they'll see what they could do.
Okay.
But to me, weekly comic shipping, that seems like such a standard request that if they don't offer it on their website, that means they're not really set up for that, which is fine and good. But for me, my God, if I only got comics twice a month, I could have a shipment that had 100 items in it. That's too much to get at once.
Right. And it's just, you know, again, we're atypical fans. You know, we get a lot of stuff. And, you know, weekly shipping for me is an absolute requirement. But I can understand, you know, if you're offering free shipping or, you know, very cheap cost shipping, which some of the retailers do, you know, you're not going to necessarily offer weekly shipping because shipping is a big, huge overhead expense if you're sending things out that frequently to people. You know, so that's one thing. Another thing is just variety of items. You know, it does not appear that necessarily all the DC Direct items are available for order, or at least as for order as individual line items from some retailers. I get Bowen statues. Those are relatively high ticket items, and DCBS has the best prices on those of anyone that I've seen online. So, you know, I haven't, like John did a side-by-side comparison of his order between two retailers. I didn't do that, but just looking on the face of it, and I'll probably try to do that, but I have a feeling that I'd come out better with DCBS. But as John pointed out, they're not a sponsor of the show. So, you know, if for some reason their service got really crappy, you know, it's like, we'd say it. You know, it's in my opinion, we're expressing an honest opinion about whoever we deal with. In some of our back issue spotlights where we talk about the online retailers, you know, I love mycomicshop.com run by Lone Star Comics. But at the same time, I pointed out several things about them that I didn't like.
Yeah.
You know, it's because, again, you know, if we had a sponsorship from them, then you kind of feel bad about being objective and pointing out some negative thing about someone who's sending you money. And that's just, you know, human nature, if nothing else, or, you know, whether it's, you know, good business acumen or not. People just, you know, if you have that kind of relationship with someone, you are not as likely to be fully open with regards to that person. So that's why we've chosen to not accept sponsorships for the show.
Right. We want to keep it to where we've got as free a rein as possible to say pretty much whatever the hell we want. And I got nothing against any podcast that wants to take on sponsorships. By all means, they should do whatever's right for them. But for us, it's not right for us at the moment. And who knows, maybe down the line that'll change, but I kind of doubt it. And it's funny, you were mentioning the online retailers for back issues. Right now in that same thread on our forum at comicbookpage.com, click the link for forum on the main page. I've got a comparison between orders I placed pretty much simultaneously between Mile High and My Comic Shop. Now, certainly I'm happier with My Comic Shop overall in terms of prices, service, etc. But it's been kind of fun just to do kind of a blow-by-blow of when do they send out the confirmation emails, when do they do this, you know, what confused me over here, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, that's an interesting one because, you know, it's like however much I love My Comic Shop, they are terrible at speed of confirming orders, shipping orders, and just getting the stuff into your hands. They have a real weakness there. It seems like they batch those things up a couple of times a week. So, I mean, if you order in like some certain sweet spot that's like right before some cutoff, you might get like really fast response time. But a lot of times I tend to, you know, I work all week long and maybe on Friday night or something, I'm unwinding and I'm browsing around and making my comic purchase. And, you know, if I put in an order on Friday night, I might not even hear back about it until Tuesday. And it's several weeks until I get it back, you know, whereas Mile High, I mean, they really get those things processed pretty quickly and get them out the door. Now, on the flip side, Mile High has the prototypical Mile High prices. And mycomicshop.com, last time I looked between the two, the prices of the things I was looking at on My Comic Shop were literally 4 to 5 times more expensive at Mile High Comics.
I mean, part of why I placed orders simultaneously is there was an offer for a 50% off, a $10 credit over at Mile High. It's like, well, free money, I'll take that. I was having a hell of a time finding something I was willing to pay, even with free money, the prices for. It's like, oh, maybe a Green Lantern issue. That looks good. You know, I really ought to do due diligence, look at the My Comic Shop's price. It's like, damn, they went like $10 here. It's $1.50 there.
Yeah. So even when you're getting 50% off and $10 free credit, it doesn't even make sense.
Yeah. In the time it took me to find, I think, 5 or 6 items at Mile High that I was willing to spend essentially free money on at those prices, I had accumulated like 2 dozen items over at my comic shop just on a whim. It's like, well, for $1.50, I'll buy that, you know. But who knows? In 3 months' time, maybe Mile High will have changed something and make it a much better deal, and we'll have different opinions. Yeah.
And I certainly think that's the case because, you know, I used to shop at Mile High a lot, and I don't recall them being so outrageously out of line on their prices. So it's been months since I made an order there, and something must have happened during that period of time because I just don't remember there being that much of a disparity.
Well, and going back to the new comic stuff with DCBS and Heroes Corner, based on my order for January, the difference in price on the comics was it was a dollar cheaper for me at DCBS, but that's 1 month. Next month it could be very different. It could be the same. Who knows? And it was the difference in overhead. But, I mean, DCBS just made massive changes to streamlining their costs on shipping, so it's a much better deal.
Now, much better deal for us. Now,
yeah.
It's interesting that the second we posted that up, I mean, there are people who, I mean, if you want, you know, biweekly or weekly shipping and you're spending under $100, I think that that's the one kind of area where the new shipping policy is not a better deal.
That's true.
But I'm not in that category, so...
Yeah.
You know, it's like, for me, my shipping went down by 50%.
Yeah, mine went down by, I think, at least $8 a month or something outrageous. When I look at these things, when I do comparisons, I'll be honest, I'm looking at it from my vantage point. I am making no claims that the analysis I did between DCBS and Heroes Corner on our forum is any kind of empirical, all, you know, encompassing kind of, nah. I took my order, compared them between the two, said, oh, I can't get this over at Heroes Corner, fine. Apples to apples comparison, take it off DCBS for that comparison. How do things turn out for me? Now, one of the guys, Brian over at Cryptographic, I think is going to be trying Heroes Corner this month, and it makes sense, I think, for him to do so, because they seem to have better prices on a lot of indie titles, from what I was seeing, and he gets mainly indie titles. Now, whether that'll hold true over the long term, who knows? You know, this could be, from a customer perspective, very good for these two companies to take a look at what the other ones are doing, where the other one is stronger and whatnot, and maybe both of them will come out a bit more competitive or whatever. Now, I certainly don't want them to do that at the cost of their profitability and stability financially, because I don't want to see companies going cutthroat, having a discount war or something, and having them get hurt and potentially go out of business as a result. That doesn't do anybody any good.
Right. And I want it to be fair. You know,
yeah.
To me, I don't mind somebody that I'm dealing with making a fair profit for themselves, because, you know, hell, I'm getting a really good deal.
Yeah.
On my books and the other stuff that I get. So I don't begrudge in any way a company making a fair, decent living off of that themselves. And another thing to consider, you know, a lot of people talk about free shipping and, you know, shipping expenses and things like that. I mean, and everybody's going to be different. Where I live, there's not what I would consider to be a really great local comic shop. Close. Okay. You know, a lot of people, they're like, yeah, I have this great shop. And, you know, like Tim, you know, Tiki on the forum, he wants to open a shop, and I'm sure he's going to run an excellent shop.
Yeah.
You know, if I lived 5 miles from Tim's shop, I'd probably want to go to Tim's shop. You know, just a whole bunch, you know, Brian Hibbs store, you know, if I'm near Brian Hibbs store, maybe that's the really greatest store in the world. But, you know, I don't live near those stores. The store I used to shop at, which was a great store, you know, when I was dealing with that owner, I loved him. But it was 40, you know, because I moved in between, and it wasn't 80 miles, but it was 40 miles from where I am. And I would go there 3 times a month, probably. Usually 1 week I wouldn't go. But the amount of money I would spend on gas to take an 80-mile round trip 3 times a month is actually more than I pay for shipping at an online service.
Yeah. Well, and it's funny because, for me, the comparison between the two places, the total out-of-pocket expense was well under $20, which, you know, based on what I'm paying for bags and boards at DCBS, that would pretty much compensate for it. But 10 cents for a bag and a board for a comic, that's a fair price. I got no problem with that. You know, would I like it to be free? Sure. Do I think that's necessarily good for DCBS? I don't know. Maybe not. Probably not.
Yeah, and you make your choices on that. You know, actually, this one comic show that, again, I go to now about once a month. It's where I used to get my comics. I can get bags and boards there for about 5 cents a bag and board, if I buy 1,000 of them. So I don't buy my bags and boards from DCPS. It's like, why do I want to pay 10 cents for a bag and a board when I can get them for 5 cents, 5.4 cents? I think I pay $54 for 1,000 bags and boards. So again, it's going to vary on each person. For me, buying 1,000 bags and boards, that lasts me, with new comics, probably about 6 months. 7 months, something like that. Someone else who buys, 20 comics a month, well, it doesn't make sense for them to buy 1,000 bags and boards. And, the only reason I'm getting them for 5.4 cents a piece is because I'm buying this huge quantity of them. So again, different people have different circumstances. And, any comic shop I've ever gone into, you're not going to get comics that, you're not going to get bags and boards that cheap. It's just that there's a guy at this show that's kind of like one of these online, Bags Unlimited kind of places that, he sells in bulk and he sells to the other dealers and stuff and he sells to comic shops. Comic shops come to this show from the Southern California area to buy their bags and boards and boxes and all that kind of stuff. And he gives the same prices to, regular people who go up there too. So it makes sense for me to do that. But other people, wouldn't.
I periodically buy from, I think it's DCW Supplies. I've got a link to it on the website under the comics section under supplies or something. I've got a couple of things of what I use. And over the holidays, I ordered 1,000 bags and boards because I'm getting way too many back issues thanks to your nasty influence, Bob. And none of them come bagged, not none, but most of them don't come bagged and board from my comic shop, which drives me nuts. Well, actually, it's not too bad, but I've gotten to where I have a backlog of things I need to bag and board. That drives me nuts. Anyways, and I also got like 10 magazine boxes for my role-playing games and stuff. But, that's stuff I'll order online, and the shipping's a bit expensive. But for me, it makes sense to get the bags and boards with DCBS. Do I absolutely have to? Hell, if I didn't like the cost, I wouldn't buy them, But I just found the difference between the two companies so negligible for me as to not be worth jumping. And, the reason I went to DCBS in the first place, certainly the discount was a major factor. It was 35% at the time. He since raised it to 40% as the baseline discount. But I was at a local shop. I had a 25% discount. I go in 1 week, and I'm told as of the following Wednesday, the next shipment of comics, the discount would be gone. Now, I'm sorry. With the amount I buy, 1 week notice for a 25% discount going away is insufficient time for me to adjust my budget, adjust my spending, adjust what I get, etc. And frankly, I was a little annoyed that I found out from a form letter in my pull list versus actually getting an email, getting a phone call, something to give me at least a couple of more days warning versus getting blindsided. That's what got me out of the, okay, I'm shopping at a local store to at least looking it online. But since going, like I said, with DCBS, you mentioned you had, one pick error that you could think of. I've had fewer pick errors over 4 years of weekly shipments through DCBS than I had in one bad week at the local store.
That's actually a good point, because much as I loved the guys at my local shop, a month would not go by when there was not some kind of pick error with my stuff that I'd have to, either grab an issue off the rack or, oh, sorry, we sold out of that. We'll have to do a reorder for it for you and get it to you in a couple of weeks. I had that happen at least every 4 to 6 weeks.
I had that happen almost weekly. Now, in fairness, I have pulled books before. I've worked at comic stores. It is easy to make mistakes. I'm not saying, oh, this is unreasonable, anything of the sort. It's unfortunate, but understandable. But when I get my stack of comics, and before they even hand it to me, I can tell there's massive mistakes. Just from how small the stack is versus how big I think it should be for the week, that's frustrating. But, mistakes happen, whatever, that's fine. And that was enough that when, between that and the discount going away, to make me move. But, could I save money going to a cheaper online place? Yeah, maybe. But a 4-year track record of nearly flawless service and stuff, and when there were mistakes, they were fixed fast, easily, and painlessly from my perspective. To me, that's worth a bit. That's easily worth $20 a month.
Yeah. And, frankly, given the discounting that they offer, and I wouldn't leave somebody that I, have a good relationship with for, something small. Like if it's like $5 or $10 a month, it's just not going to happen. I mean, I don't need $5 or $10 that much. Now, other people, that's a lot. You know, when you're spending only $50 a month, if you could save, you know, 20% of that, it's a difference. But for me, it's not. And frankly, the discounts that they give, I can't imagine them giving much more discounts that would make any kind of a significant difference and still be able to run a profitable business. You know, that's the thing I'd worry about.
Yeah, totally.
If somebody gave me enough extra for it to matter, I'd be worried about how are they affording to be able to do this, because it doesn't seem like they'd be able to.
Yeah, because I think the discounts at DCBS are very aggressive, and you know, somebody can meet those or beat those and have lower overhead. I gotta wonder, one, how big of an operation are they? Because I mean, that matters in terms of if they get shorted, if they have damaged stuff, are they gonna have enough extra comics lying around to replace it for me, or are they just gonna say, sorry, we can't get it, and credit me? Now, I have no experience with Heroes Corner. I have no idea if this is even a problem for them at all. I'm not suggesting that it is. I'm just saying it's something I would consider with I considered it with DCBS when I started with them. And I grilled Cameron over email of, what about this? What about this? What about this? Because I was very hesitant to switch from a local store to going online. But, you know, if I can save a couple hundred a month, that was enough for me. I mean, the bottom line is, when we make comments on DCBS, on things, be it drawer boxes, mycomicshop.com, or any comic book that we speak highly of, we're doing it out of an honest and informed opinion. And I think we've done that, you know, consistently and stuff. And your mileage may vary. You may disagree with us. That is your right. But, you know, at least rest assured that it's not coming from well, of course they've got to say that person's their sponsor. So.
The show notes and forum for this podcast can be found at www.comicbookpage.com under the podcast and forum sections of the website. Please email us at theguys@comicbookpage.com and let us know what you think of what was discussed in this episode. Thanks for listening.